Turning, if I may, to, if there are no more questions on effective filing day, I'll turn to the 101 issue.
The patents universally talk about pixels, a term unique to the computer printer interface, and it talks about grayscale images, again, a computer type term. Figure 4 shows a machine, a computer, a comparator, a binary display. Where is there an issue here?
Well, we submit, Your Honor, that it has to be a claim-by-claim analysis. Your Honor raised that question.
It's a subject matter question, not a question of whether a claim is drafted. I mean, if you're going to say that, then in the future, all I do is go back and put in every preamble in a computer, blah.
Well, and that would narrow the scope of one.
And you'll never have another instance of Bilski problems again, will we? This can't be that. This is a question of subject matter ineligibility, something that is so abstract that we don't want anyone to even consider receiving the reward for innovating in this area. There's nothing abstract here, is there?
Well, there is certainly. The claims that we're addressing simply require
comparing
two sets of numbers to output a 0 or a 1. And RCT's applicants told
them in a pixel grayscale image blue noise mass computer.
That's not correct, Your Honor. These three claims at issue,
I'm not talking about the claims. I'm talking about the subject matter of the claims.
Well, it's certainly
different than whether or not they've recited a. It's the subject matter. Where is the subject matter lacking?
Well, I admit that RCT has 218 claims in this family of patents, and a large number of those recite a printer or a display or a computer.
And what's the image? What's the issue?
Those claims we did not challenge under Section 101. Not a problem, but just as in Re Avili, where the broad claim was invalid under 101, but the narrow claim was allowed under 101, and just like in Bilski, where they spoke with approval of the Avili decision, and it might be a bell, I apologize if I'm misstating it, but in any event, Bilski adopted that analysis and said that the broad claim was too broad and was not restricted to a particular transformation, and therefore it was invalid. So Abili certainly had patentable subject matter in its specification, and it had some claims that complied, but not others. We submit that the claims here are like the claims in Fluke and not the claims in
Deere. If they mention pixel, are you out of the game?
No, a pixel is simply the same idea as a coordinate. It is clear that these claims have an intended use. They're not just comparing two sets of numbers to come up with 0 and 1 to play tic-tac-toe. There's an intended use.
Yeah, look at figure 4. It shows the computer.
Well, actually, the technique of claim, the claims here, the comparison technique, does not occur in the computer. Figure 4 simply has a computer to store some of the numbers, the mass numbers.
How could you do this fast enough to project an image on a screen if you were doing it by hand on a paper with a pencil?
You couldn't, certainly.
So this whole invention only has meaning in a computer.
My point was the preferred embodiment did not use a computer. It used this logic chip, a comparator, which was outside the computer, to perform the mathematical calculation. In Fluke, the court said, citing the CCPA, said if a claim is directed essentially to a method of calculating using a mathematical formula, even if the solution is for a specific purpose, the claimed method is non-statutory. And that's 437 U.S. at 595. That's our case. There's clearly an intended purpose here. The intended purpose is you use these zeros and ones later to print or to display an image. No doubt about that. But these claims are broader and don't require that. We can infringe these claims, unplug the monitor, unplug the printer, and you can infringe these claims because these claims do not require any visual display of anything. And RCT told the Patent Office that time and again, to be more precise, they told the Patent Office that in connection with other patents in the family.
No. Even playing your game, which I'm not comfortable doing, it does recite a mathematical formula. It doesn't preempt that formula. It uses it, just as the Arrhenius equation was very well known in the Deere case. It was merely used. It was not preempted. This doesn't preempt all uses of the mathematical formula.
Well, if one removes the mathematical algorithm from these claims, there is nothing left. The entire claim
that would be the same of Deere. If you take the Arrhenius equation out, you cannot compute rubber production.
But in Deere, if you remove the algorithm from that claim, you still had a physical process of putting rubber into a mold, having it in there a certain amount of time.
Couldn't possibly work because you have to have the Arrhenius equation to calculate rubber curing.
It certainly wouldn't work as well.
So,
same here. Our position is if there was a claim here that said, take an image, scan it, run it, compare it to a blue noise mask, and then print the result, that's not this case. We would not have challenged that under Section 101. These are not computer claims. These particular claims are not computer claims. They're not software claims. We like computer claims and software claims. This is a math claim. This is a purely mathematical claim. Again, they have hundreds of claims that are fine under 101. But as you go broader, you take risks. There's advantages of going broader. They don't have to prove that someone actually used it. Maybe someone came up with an image, compared, got zeros and ones, and transmitted it. And they had a use. You could prove infringement without actually showing the infringement. Showing the printing or display.